to the regular scheduled April 9th Westminster City Council meeting. At this time, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And I know we got a big crowd, but we'll try to get you guys out of here as quick as we can. Ms. Rebecca, you certify a quorum for us, please?
I certify we do have a quorum.
All right, and if y'all would, please stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance by Ms. Audrey Reese.
Let's pray together. Holy God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for the servants that are in this room and for the many and abundant ways that you have blessed each and every one of us and the ways in which you direct our lives. Pour your spirit upon us that as we celebrate and as we make decisions, we lean on your wisdom and knowledge. It's in your name we pray. Let all God's people say.
Amen.
Salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first thing we're going to do, we've got a proclamation tonight. The rest of the team, is this all you have with you? They all play another sport?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to try to do it a little different this year. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to call out all the names of all the coaches, players, assistants, everybody, and then we'll just ask all of you to come up at one time. We'll hand them out, get a photo, and y'all can get back to doing what you're doing. But I wanted to state something. I want to share the pride as a mayor and council of being honored to give out these proclamations for three consecutive years to such a well-deserving and quite honorable group of young men, but especially proud of the entire coaching and support staff for their dedication, perseverance, determination, and drive to accomplish something this big for our community. This is 3 years running. This is not just a once in a while we give you all these proclamations. This is 3 years in a row. And I think that's awesome. I think you all deserve a huge hand for what you do. If y'all have ever been to a wrestling match or just the practices, you'll see what these guys do. But we're going to read off the wrestlers. We've got Gunner Meese, Grayson Crow, Peyton Durham, Abram Rogers, Mahiro Yaguchi, Teague Strobel, A.J. De La Cruz, Joe Tao, Cy Strobel, Alan Dini, Landon Alley, Kevon Ingram, John Canfield, Ryan Driver, Anthony Prio, Lane Allen, Gatlin Greer, Marcus Thaxton, Drake Smith, Bryce Durham, Al Gil Gonzalez, Patrick Rowletter, Holden Durham, Trey Neurath, Adele Cameron, Elijah Hanks, Trenton Hobbs, Wyatt Saxton, Carlos Rodriguez, Ryan Addis, Corbin Dixon, Jared Cruz, Brian Carbajal, and Jonah Powell. Head coached by Derek Strobel. Assistant coaches Adam Duncan, Ian James, Rick McLaughlin, Al Billings, Josh Durham, Russell Gray, Kurt Brandon, and Jeff Hanks. Managers Jasmine Falkenberry, Chloe Strobel, Peyton Cochran, Novia Stanley, Sarah McAllister, and Chloe Tannery. That's how many people are doing this for these guys. The proclamation reads, whereas the West Oak Warrior Wrestling Team won the state championship in the 3A division for wrestling on February 10, 2024, and whereas the West Oak High School has won three consecutive state championships in wrestling. Whereas three members of the team won individual state championships, Peyton Durham, girls 3A 106, Teague Strobel, boys 3A 120, and Marcus Thaxton, boys 3A 157. And whereas head coach Derek Strobel has maintained a culture of excellence on and off the mat, and whereas Coach Strobel is assisted by assistant coaches Adam Duncan, Rick McLaughlin, and Ian James, and whereas the parents, families, and friends of the athletes were integral to the team's success and spent countless hours driving, cheering for students, and now therefore be it proclaimed that I, Mayor of the City of Westminster, on behalf of the Westminster City Council, that the City of Westminster celebrates the third consecutive state championship of the West Oak Warriors Wrestling Program, and encourage all citizens to join us in appreciation of this achievement, proclaim this night, day of April 2024. If y'all will come up, we'll hand these out and get a photo. I'm sure council wants to get their mug in there with you guys.
Okay.
pictures.
Come through.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
You're fine.
Well done.
Yeah, we can get behind y'all if that's all right. Y'all scoot up and let us get behind you.
You're going to be lost in the state.
Y'all need to be front and center. We're going to stand in the back.
This old guy's going to hide her stomach behind y'all. Okay, man. Everybody flex.
All right, squeeze between the knees, bro. All right, smile. All right, do one this way. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Another little celebration here. We got a proclamation celebrating Joanne Blake, former owner of Magnolia Manor Bed and Breakfast. This beautiful and historic home in Westminster could have been like so many others and just left to deteriorate and disappear. Instead, Mr. and Ms. Blake recognized its potential and invested thousands of hours and untold amounts of money to make this an iconic location and an anchor venue for our city, as well as Oconee County and the entire upstate, and we greatly appreciate your contribution to our town, and you will be greatly missed in this community. You have been already. You can see the people that came to support you tonight. So we've got a proclamation for you. It says, whereas Ms. Joanne Blake and her family purchased Magnolia Manor in 2007, and whereas over the next 16 years they built Magnolia Manor into a world-class wedding venue with national recognition, and whereas Magnolia Manor has hosted 571 weddings with over 50,000 attendees.
Wow.
And whereas the Best Thing South Carolina named Magnolia Manor the number 3 wedding venue in South Carolina in 2022 and 2023. Whereas Magnolia Manor won 10 consecutive Wedding Wire Couple Choice Awards for the Midland and Upstate regions of South Carolina from 2015 to 2024. Whereas the city takes pride of our history and recognizes the importance of the wedding venue to our community, now therefore be it proclaimed by I, the mayor of the city of Westminster, on behalf of the city, Westminster City Council, that the city of Westminster celebrates and honors Joanne Blake for her contributions to Westminster, and encourage all citizens to join us in appreciation of this remarkable citizen. Thank you. Y'all are a big deal. You are. We miss y'all. We wish y'all the best.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
You want to get a picture of the...
Okay.
You want to get the council... Let the council...
Yeah. Y'all swing it in. Y'all want to come around?
Yeah,
your staff, sure.
Okay,
yeah. Oh. Yeah, your
Sandy,
staff, come on
up.
Come on.
Come on, you're a big part.
Come on.
They're a big part of you. Our florists, the workers, and our
yep, our landscape artists, our floors, and our head server. Couldn't do it without it.
All right. Thank y'all so much.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Brian, I just wanted to say, you know, I just crossed paths with Mildred in Moon's Drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month later, here I am having to...
Come on, man. What are the odds?
Mildred, thank you. For
you
this
never know what happened to us.
Thank you,
thanks everybody.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, sir.
Now for the fun one that I've been waiting on. I had to write this down so I wouldn't cry fast. I remember when we've had a recent retiree, but I remember when Pat Burton stopped building cabinets and remodeling and went to work with the city. And I was asked one day by one of the employees, well, what's that going to be like having a woman working with our crew? And I said, well, I guess y'all going to have to pick it up a lot to keep up with her. That's pretty much what I told them. But Pat's always been a hard worker. She's always been dedicated to her responsibilities, and it's been an honor working with you, not only on the city, but through your years of rehearsal and everywhere else I've worked around you. You've always been a hard worker and dedicated and dependable, and you're really appreciated.
Thank you.
You've earned your retirement. So your proclamation here, Miss Pat Burton faithfully served the citizens of Westminster for 18 years. And whereas Pat retired in March of 2024 as the meter technician for the utility department, and whereas she was an integral part of the utility department's billing team for many years, and whereas Pat always did what she was needed, including providing strong customer service and working with utility crews. Now therefore, be it proclaimed that I, the mayor of the city of Westminster, on behalf of the Westminster City Council, that the city of Westminster thanks Pat Burton for 18 years of service and excellence. And encourage all citizens to join us in appreciation of this public service. Woo! Come on up here, lady. Get your little picture too.
Huh?
Get your little picture
too.
Kevin, you want to have Bo come get the picture with you? You want to
have Bo? No, Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Yeah. You want Rebecca?
Yeah.
Come on up.
That's my buddy.
Right here. That's
right. Here, you hold it.
Who called me?
Call me. Yeah. Gosh, I'm not going
to be resigned. No. Do not say that now.
All right, y'all ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Miss
Pat.
Thank you. Well
done. Job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank everybody for this tonight. I'm not much on words. I'm real nervous, as y'all can tell. But this really means a lot to me, and I hope I did good for the city. Apparently I did for being here 18 years. I had a lot of good people beside me, counting this one for sure, and that one. But I would like to ask everybody to say a word of prayer for some friends of mine. One being Jerry Works, Ronnie Beatty, and David Phillips.
There you go.
These guys has got cancer in his pad. So would y'all please pray for them, pray for me as I continue on with my life. And God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you.
I knew when you'd come.
I want to say thank you so much. We love you. We'll be praying for your folks.
Thank you. We're going down the wrong way.
It's good to finally meet you.
Thank you all for coming. Bill, have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Pat.
Y'all have to move to the front row now. Right here.
We had an accident.
Yeah. One of them.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, bless you. Lured to somebody's hairspray, I believe.
God bless you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
Now we get to the boring part. All the excitement's over. Everybody left.
Just get to the fun part.
Everybody left. Do we have anybody for public comments?
No, sir.
Yeah. All right, comments from mayor and council?
Thank y'all.
Anyone besides me? I got a mouthful.
I don't think I have anything.
All right. Every spring we do a spring cleanup day on a Saturday. And I've kind of been watching the weather, waiting on this one, and then I had the back issue, so we just kind of got behind. What would be a good date that we could do a cleanup on Saturday and get the most people? We don't really have a big turnout, but I've already had, believe it or not, a couple of people call wanting to do this. You know, they're, when are we going to do it? So they're asking. Does anybody have any preferences on the date?
What's our next event?
We got events constant.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
We got the Isaquina Last Ride at 20th Rotary. So that next Saturday, the 27th, anybody got anything?
Is that a, yeah, that'll be before Cinco de Mayo.
We've got the mayor's conference.
May 4th.
I've got the mayor's conference on the 27th.
Okay.
I'll be in Nashville.
The next Saturday would be May 4th.
What? Cinco de Mayo is the 4th?
Right.
5th.
No, it's the 4th.
Yes, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday?
But they're celebrating on the 4th.
But they're celebrating on the 4th.
But the cleanup will be morning. It'll just be morning, usually from about 9 to 12, and we're done now. What time they start showing up uptown for the...
Their, I believe it was afternoon or evening. I don't believe it was morning.
Do y'all want to do it for May 4th?
We always wait a minute. That's something else.
I can make it work. I can be there for at least an hour.
Okay. Can y'all do May 4th, Saturday?
So far.
May the 4th be with you.
There you go. Does that work?
It does. We will have a, we coordinate with some volunteers from Foothills Church on that day, but we can do that both those simultaneously. Can
they Are they going to be here?
It'll be in Westminster. I believe right now we're looking at Veterans Park and some areas of downtown.
Well, that's great. That'll work out perfect then. The more people got in town all in one day, that's great.
Yes, sir.
May 4th?
What time?
9.
9 a.m. And we'll need some help from the COBA. They usually give out the grabbers and all that for them.
Do you
want to
call
her
or you won't? Do you need to call her?
You want to?
I'll call.
Davey volunteered to
call.
I'll call.
Davey volunteered to call. All right. And then last month we talked about possible building a boardwalk between the Bluebird Nest down to Mr. Barrett's. I have spoken with all the property owners. They're open to it, but they don't know what the cost would be. So I think what we need to do is just try to come up with a little, some kind of design, and I can do that, just get an idea of what, how big it would be, and figure out what the portion would be for each different property owner and try to get somebody to bid it, to do it for all of them. They seem to be open to it. But it's going to be based on the cost and how much we can contribute to that. So is council okay with that?
Yes.
The local development corporation helping with it? Possible projects around the city for volunteer groups. You've already got Foothills Church. Have we got anything else on the books?
Yes, sir. So and the company name is slipping me, forgive me. But one of the manufacturing companies based between, I think, just south of Seneca or in the Seneca area has reached out. They want to do an Earth Day trash cleanup around the corridor. We haven't identified that exact street yet, but it will be within the city limits. And I've had early conversations with the county's trash litter pickup program. They're willing to provide bags and grabbers and potentially vests.
So we're going to tie that in with the...
That'll be on Earth Day. That's April 21st, I believe it's a Monday. So that's one area they wanted to do trash. I've suggested the things they wanted to do trash pickup. The Love Where He Lives is hopefully going to, we'll repaint the gazebo at Veterans Park and potentially do some remulching around downtown Veterans Park.
Well, would it be better to do the cleanup day on April on that same day?
On which day?
Oh, you say it's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Well, no, sir. The May 4th is a Saturday.
No, we're talking about the one you're going to do
That's
Monday?
Monday. That's Earth Day. They wanted to do it on Earth Day during their business hours.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we couldn't get volunteers for that. Okay. And I know Kevin Harbin's out, so he was going to look at some other projects, but we can talk about them next month, I guess.
We'll be talking about that when he gets back.
And then the other thing, Kevin, is we had a lot of complaints about that call out for the boil water. Did we get that resolved?
Yes, sir, Mayor. I was going to bring that into my comments. I'll go ahead and tell you. We had a procedure in place. We didn't follow it. And you guys know that we had prepared to do that water line repair. And I think we had a great plan in place. And then some things changed, and we did not follow our plans. We did not follow our notification protocols. I talked to a couple of you. I was very embarrassed by the way we handled it and frustrated with the way that we handled it. We've got a new process in place that should, where we had some internal failures to communicate, should not happen again. And my apologies to you as a council and to every customer that we have that was affected, because I know it was very frustrating waiting on us to get the word back out on when the advisory was lifted. The reason the advisory went into effect is once the water levels in the tanks get below a certain level, regardless of if there's still water flowing and moving, we go into a kind of a very precautionary mode in those boil water advisories. I don't think we ever had any water or any bacteria in the water. All the tests that came back that we did showed that we didn't. But when you get below a certain level in those elevated tanks, DHEX protocols, which we do follow, dictate that we issue those boil water advisories. So again, my apologies to you and all of our customers that we did not do that well at all. Again, we had great plans the way we were going to do it the first time, and then we just kind of lost our stuff in zone and did not execute the way we know how to.
Thank you for that.
Do we have steps in place to ensure the lack of communication doesn't happen again? Mm-hmm.
We do, and the new process we put in place, DHEC only obligates us to notify folks every 24 hours. We're going to go to an every 12-hour notification. Just because I think a day, particularly if you're wondering whether or not you've got to boil your water, particularly if you're immune-compromised, we don't want folks having to wonder for a whole day at a time what the status of the situation is. What I'll say, the enhanced policy we put in place did put fail-safes in there for additional people to be involved with the boil water advisory, so we should... I hate to say we'll never have that problem again, but we should not have that internal failure to communicate that we have this time.
I just want to make sure that we're not going to rely solely on digital media and have that type of mistake again. We're only, you know, I saw your report and I appreciated the explanation about how that got generated, but I just want to make sure we're not going to rely on social media and website for our main line of communication. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we added our on-call system. The challenge we have with on-call is we can call everybody or nobody. So in this situation, we wanted to call everybody. Most of the time, we only want to call a limited number of people because the last two we've had. So one of the, I guess I want to call it an issue. I hate to call something an issue. One of the issues that popped up is the way that on-call system works, we have not issued one for everybody in, what I'm going to say, a long time.
Sure.
It did not call everybody. And we were not aware until you, council, particularly we heard from you, that it didn't call everybody. So when we went back and did a debrief on it, we uncovered that there were large groups of people left out of that call. We've since remedied that, so that won't happen again. And should we have another need for a boil water advisory, we will review who's notified so we're absolutely certain ahead of time. One of the things that I'll let you know that we've talked about internally, as long as we have these water crews working on our USDA project, it's a likelihood we could have another one of these because they're out digging up dirt, digging around water lines. You know, there's all manner of water, sewer, internet, electric lines in the ground, depending on where you are. And when you have folks out digging that up, all y'all know, it's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when you're going to have one of those happenstances come up again. I really hope we're past all that, but in the event that we're not, we are ready to go should this happen. I really feel, and we've talked about this, I think you have a staff that has owned the failure that we had with this, and I don't have anybody trying to make, or no one was trying to make any excuses. We acknowledged what we did to ourselves, and we went into a remedy mode, which we now have a much more robust plan in place that I think overdoes what's needed, but in terms of people being informed on what they need to know, whether it's through social media, phone call, and we are also investigating the ability to be able to text customers, that we can get the word out as well as use the message boards that are on the churches. I think Davey was the one who suggested that to me, where we get out and we really kind of blanket every form of communication that we can find, even if it's just a scrolling church board, that we ask for permission to use those as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I also appreciate not waiting 24 hours, because I totally recognize the need for boundaries. Your day starts at 9, mine starts at 5. So there was a lag there with the Facebook post going out. I mean, they went out on the dot between 9 and 9:30, but I had people calling it 6. You know, I didn't have the answer form. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, and in terms of whether or not it's in City Hall business hours or not, that is not even acknowledged in our policy. We will be notifying people when they need to be notified, 24/7. And if we got to get some folks up, me included, we get some folks up out of bed and make sure that our customers are well informed, because you know what to do.
Sorry, I hijacked your time there, Mr. Mayor.
You're good.
Just verifying, we didn't have any complaints or reports of anything, anybody having issues because of the water, as far as like medical or anything.
We did not have any complaints good. About actual water quality.
Good. Thank you.
Anybody else? Move on to routine business. Approval of March 19, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Approval of March 19 budget workshop minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
Call for a vote, please.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Approval of April 2nd special call meeting minutes.
Motion to approve special call meeting minutes. April 2nd, 2024.
And a second?
Second. I seconded. Sorry.
Call for a vote, please.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
All right, next comments from City Administrator, Mr. Bronson.
Yes, sir, Mayor and Council. First of all, I put this in the administrative report, but just want to advertise it to all of the public. We have issued a request for proposal for a new auditor, I should say. You may recall those auditors work and report to you. So while they work with us, they are hired on your behalf so that you have confidence in the financial workings of your city staff. We have used McKinley Cooper for 4 years now, and it is a matter of routine for a lot of South Carolina cities to alternate their auditors every 3 to 5 years. The contract we had with McKinley Cooper was initially for 3 years. We extended it this past year. I appreciate very greatly the amount of work that Reagan put into that, and we have already kind of spread it out to the universe that we're looking for. Proposals, those are due May the 2nd at 2 p.m. to City Hall. There's information on our website. We have also issued what I'm going to say a request for proposals to purchase Riley Street property. Again, Reagan did an excellent job of taking what we have heard you say along with what we think is best practices and asking folks who are interested in purchasing that property to give us a proposal that includes what they would do with the property, the timing they would do it, and how much they're willing to pay. Those proposals are due, sealed to us by May 3rd at 2 p.m. From there, what we will do, we will open those proposals on that date, and then we will bring them to you. You are not obligated to exercise any proposal that comes to you, but should you wish to do so, you can. You might recall that we had two unsolicited proposals from, well, I'll just say some locals when we talked at the last council meeting, and we have already encouraged them, along with some others, to take a look and provide a proposal. We have Memorial Day coming up. I wanted to let you know that we are already planning to put the flags up a week and a half ahead of time. So you see the American flags going up on our poles. You'll know that that's why we're doing it. It is to celebrate and to honor those who've sacrificed for the country and home.
Kevin, do we have flags? I can go a little further down 123, or have we not made that shift?
I'll have to check. We may have the flags. Sometimes the issue gets to be the
hangers. The hardware.
We will put up everyone that we can get up.
Appreciate it.
And we have asked Davey if she will also help us decorate the gazebo as she did on Veterans Day. She's got a great touch for that.
Very good.
Make sure they check the existing flags we have, because we get complaints every year that they're in bad shape. Veterans Park, all the park flags. Mm-hmm. Just somebody always calls.
We'll do it. I'd also like to welcome Fred Miller. You all, when you met April 2nd, thank you. You know, I feel like I've lived so many lives since then. When you met April 2nd, you extended that offer to Sergeant Miller from the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, and he, to his credit, he wanted to come and visit with Chief Pope, and he got to meet a number of the officers, see what he was getting himself into, and he still accepted the job. So we're very grateful to him. He is set to start
May the 6th, I believe.
May 6th, which we will have a swearing-in ceremony for him that we have already scheduled with Judge Derrick to actually do the swearing-in. Have we gotten information about that? Yep.
We're finalizing making sure that his family can attend.
Okay.
We do anticipate it'll be that day or that week. That's his first week. So
I'm assuming you shoot us out a calendar invite when you have time.
We will. As soon as we confirm that with him and his family, we'll make sure it's ready.
What's the date? Sorry. Six.
May 6th. Okay. And currently that's scheduled for 12 at the Southern Beach Day. So I'll confirm that.
Where's it going to be?
Monday, May 6th at City Hall.
Oh, at City Hall.
You don't have a time yet?
Tentatively for 12 p.m.
Thanks for not doing it at midnight.
I would also like to thank very much Caitlin Pope for the way she has carried the torch.
Yes.
For the police department, for being our chief these last many months. And I'm very grateful to you for how well you and I have worked together. I think most of you know that Caitlin is a classic introvert, and so every now and again you got to prompt her for a few more words. And But I can tell you, on days that I've been busy and she has come to give me a briefing, it has been a breath of fresh air, her way of coming and going. I have really appreciated and looked forward to continuing to work with you as Assistant Chief once Fred gets here. So thank you very much.
And Caitlin, I'll go ahead and just add on to that. Just so you know, I've received probably 10 really good phone calls about the job you're doing. People really impressed with what you've done, thanked you for what you're doing, and thanked us for having the confidence in you. So we do a thank you for that.
Thank you. And then I will wrap up my comments, Mayor, with I'm going to kind of have this as a little bit of a question. So I'm going to give you a scenario. You tell me if you don't like it, and then I'll adjust. We talked a little bit at your workshop about the success we're already having on Riley Street. So Lacey's business has been going gangbusters, and she added the coffee shop, just added gangbusters on top of that. And Hands on Retreat does a fair amount of business. And
wait, what street?
Retreat Street. What did I say?
You said Lacey. I was so confused.
This company. The company.
So now y'all know. I don't know the streets in town. Yes. Riley Street. No. Retreat Street. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've been talking a lot today.
You
yes.
Have been.
So, and Hector is getting ready to open up the grocery store. Well, if you go out there right now, I mean, maybe not right now, but during the day, we already have a good bit of traffic coming in there. My suggestion to you is that we go ahead and make that a one-way street with striping and add diagonal parking on the side where Hands on Retreat is, and leave the parallel parking on what I'm just going to say Lacey's side. Go ahead and give you that whole block. Are you okay if we do that? Because we need to add another handicap spot for Hands on Retreat. And we had talked about doing some traffic calming on Main Street, had quite a bit of pushback, so we pulled back from that. But in terms of the amount of traffic that we're getting on Riley Street, we have the ability.
Retreat Street.
We have
the ability, Street.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Thank you for keeping me honest. We have the ability to adjust in a relatively short period of time, and we would just do it with striping because, as you see, we've got the grant coming in to redo the street. It may cost a couple of thousand dollars, but I think it's money well spent. And set that that street up to be successful rather than have a lot of people kind of put out with how far they have to walk. Are you okay if we do that?
Do you think one side's going to be enough, or should we do both sides if we're just doing a one-way street?
Well, I guess my thinking was you can keep the we wouldn't have to change a whole lot of the striping if we go ahead and take the lane that drives from Main to Windsor and make it one way from Windsor to Main and then do diagonal on the opposite side.
Because she's on that side.
Yeah, and it's a little difficult to get out onto Windsor from that anyway because of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So you have them going one way. That also helps get them in downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know that we can do it on both sides, but if you want us to take a look at it, it's just a matter of running some tape and see it.
Well, the only thing I...
Is it going to one way from the light or from the other way?
There's not a light.
There's not a light there.
Oh, there's not a light there. That's right.
So you would go from Windsor to the depot as one way.
I think that would work really well.
That drives
that
traffic toward downtown, down to the gazebo.
They started parking, they drive into their parking like this. Nose to nose gets the problem.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be ready to give a good alternative to that.
Yeah. And we really don't do very much parking enforcement. Just,
it's
got to be pretty egregious before we get out and do anything. So we've been pretty accommodating, I think, but there's a point at which our accommodation still doesn't meet the needs of the merchants and the business owners.
So you'll diag on the park side,
yes,
and keep Lacey's side
just
parallel.
There's a curve on that park side, and there's not on the sidewalk portions of the sidewalk. Lacey, correct me if I'm wrong. next to your
building.
There's
nothing over there. It's all flat. There's a sidewalk.
So that would also not challenge people to go as close up to the building as possible, preserve the sidewalk, and protect the pedestrians by parallel parking on that side.
There's a light pole on that side that's really oddly placed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I almost hit it just about every time I try to get in that spot.
Yes, ma'am.
Honestly.
Kevin, I think you were here. One of the things that the lady at Holmes Hands on Retreat, she wanted was some handicap parking, so we need to keep that in mind. I think
she's
customer with her,
and we will accommodate her with two handicap right in front of her shop.
And if we can do some kind of preliminary, like, information, public information to everybody, that'd be good. They do that a lot of times when they're about throwing red light or four-way stops or whatever else. I don't think Caitlin and Rust don't want to run any MVAs there too much.
Hey. Yeah, I give Dick Mangrum credit for the kibosh on the speed bumps on Main Street. He ran that on the radio, and the next day it just kind of lit up the phone. So, Dick, if you're wondering, people listen.
Yes, they do.
You got a good audience. Kind of.
I know you like me to call out in the council meeting, but I really do want to give you the credit for that.
I almost had to fight.
I know.
Parking problems on Main Street.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask you a question? Does the city own that one block Retreat Street?
We do.
So you can decide whether it's one way.
Correct.
Yes.
And we will contact DOT to make sure they don't have any heartburn with the one-way nature of what we're going to do. Mayor, that's all I have.
All right.
Wow.
We'll move on to old business. Consider ordinance number 2024-04-09-01. This ordinance authorizes certain economic development incentives, approving the execution and delivery of an inducement agreement and other matters relating thereto. Mr. Bronson, you want to give a short explanation? Well, do we have a motion first?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, now do you want to describe?
Yes, sir, Mayor. At first reading, you asked me to come back and fill in the numbers. I have those numbers. We had most of them at first reading. We didn't have the building permit, which we now have. But I'm going to start and go down 1-4, take just a moment. The reimbursement of the tap fees, Spinks has paid $38,580 for sewer tap fees. It's a bit high, again, because they are tapping into a manhole that's in the middle of Highway 123, and it's, I believe, 15 feet deep. So that's what's driving that cost. Their water tap fees were $12,200, a total of $50,780. So upon approval of this, and they have already paid this, we will reimburse that back to. Item number two, 50% of their building permit fees paid to either the City of Westminster or Oconee County. Their permit fees were a little over $6,000, so we will reimburse them just a little over $3,000. Reimbursement of 50% of the business license fees paid for the first 5 years. Their estimate is around $8,000 annually, so to reimburse them over 5 years would be about $20,000. In lieu of the reimbursement of 50% of hospitality tax, they've asked that 50% of their hospitality taxes go directly to the Hall Street Rec Complex. They are estimating around a little over $20,000 annually in H-tax revenue, so that would be a little over $10,000 a year going to the Hall Road project for a total of about $50,000 over 5 years. The total value of what you would give to them, which is in items 1-3, because item 4 really is coming back to us, is a little under $74,000. And staff recommends approval.
How much?
74. I've given you a couple of estimates in there because we don't disclose their exact business license fee amount nor their hospitality tax fee amount because that is a proprietary.
Any more questions or discussion?
Have you had any more conversations since the last time we talked with him?
You know, I've talked to him quite a bit, so I don't know. Are you looking at my...
I guess from our last meeting when we was discussing all this, I didn't know. I mean, how soon they're trying to open, if they give any kind of inkling?
They have affirmed to me a number of times they hope to have that store open by the end of this calendar year. And since we met the last time, I think, you know, they've started construction out there.
I just wonder if it changed. I know how those things go in the beginning, so...
Well, I will communicate with them again tomorrow to let them know what you've decided tonight, and I will ask them, and if that changes, I'll give you an update.
I think I asked last time, were they looking for any kind of advertising in Hall Street, Hall Road project, or is this just them?
They did not.
Okay.
And I don't know if I mentioned this, but the marquee sign that they will put up on Highway 24, they're going to put a welcome to Westminster at the bottom of that sign with established date.
Oh, nice.
So, and you know how their marquee signs look. It's pretty typical for, you know, it's brick on the bottom and then it comes up with those lightning panels.
That'd be nice.
Very nice.
Very good. A little excitement.
Yep.
All right, we'll go ahead and call for a vote.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Audrey?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
All right, next, item six, consider ordinance number 2024-040902. This ordinance amends the City of Westminster Code ordinance to incorporate Title 8 Fair Housing Provisions. Do we have a motion?
Second.
All right, Kevin? Any discussion?
Mayor, I'll give this one to Reagan if you don't mind.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. At our last meeting, we discussed and unanimously approved on first reading this ordinance to amend the city code to include provisions for fair housing. Essentially, this just allows or directs staff to be, as Kevin would say, schooled up on South Carolina fair housing law and federal fair housing law. It was required as part of a grant, and essentially if someone comes in and says that I was discriminated against in housing, we would direct them to the appropriate state and local agencies. That would be through the South Carolina Housing Commission and their subsidiaries. It just doesn't really change any actual law. It just directs us and directs us to be aware and direct them as needed. I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thanks, fairly. Won't change anything substantively besides the way we behave and the information we have in City Hall.
Any questions? Call for a vote, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Prime?
Yes, ma'am. Next, under new business, consider resolution number 2024-040901. This resolution accepts the priorities from the January 2024 City Council retreat. Do we have a motion?
Motion to consider resolution number 2024-04-09-01 accepting the priorities from the January 2024 City Council retreat.
Kevin, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor and Council, I think you all remember being at that planning retreat.
No.
I have a vague memory back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chip Bentley came over from the COG and helped facilitate that planning meeting and capture the things that you would like to see over the course of the next year. And he has provided that in a document that we present for your consideration.
Oh. Everyone had a chance to look over that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the motion. Go ahead and call for a vote.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
And I would encourage council to make a copy of that and just keep it where you can reference it every now and then. And that's kind
Absolutely.
Of a it's kind of a scorecard for how we're doing and what we need to keep focused on. So that's the reason we do that. It makes a big difference if we can kind of stay in line and keep on line with what Kevin's looking at, because they're looking at it, and we just need to make sure we're looking at it.
Absolutely.
Next, item 8, consider resolution number 2024-040902. This resolution adopts the Westminster Fats, Oils, and Grease Control Program. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Need an explanation there?
Mayor, I'm going to hand this one over to Reagan, too.
Reagan, you're the fog man.
Yes, sir. As we mentioned during the budget workshop, we're doing some different work on our sewer system, and that is in part because the improvements are ready to be made. But also, we have a outstanding DHET consent order from a few years ago that we've been working on, as well as a new program from OJRSA called the Corrective Action Plan, and all three cities that are a member are participating in that program. I've been working with Kevin Harbin and Troy Rozier, our engineer, to make sure that we comply with both of those agencies that help oversee our sewer system. One of the components of that was that we adopt our own fat, spoil, and grease program. We have been using OJRSA's program as our own and their guidelines. We need to adopt this as our own. It's copy and pasted essentially from OJRSA's program. And so we'll just be taking those standards as our own to meet the requirements. Functionally, it will not change the way we operate.
Everybody good with that?
Sure.
Any questions? I need to drag it out 3 or 4 more minutes. Nobody has a question? Call for a vote.
Mr. Rankin.
I'm tired today.
Call for a vote.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Aubrey?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Dale?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Anything else for the good of the council or the town? Complaints about Kevin or Reagan?
No. Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
There you go. Good job, Kevin, Reagan, Andrew, Rebecca. Thank y'all.